Hello, this is Ahuka, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio, ongoing series on LibreOffice, focusing for now on LibreOffice Writer. And we now want to move on to page styles, which is the first of our page layout items that we need to discuss, our methods for laying out pages. And page styles is one of the five types of styles that are available to you in the styles and formatting. So, as we've said many times before, I tend to keep my styles and formatting window open and docked on the left side. I've gotten used to it, works well for me, and it means I'm never tempted to do something other than use the styles to do what I want to do. So page styles is one of those options. And what does that do? Well, page styles are how LibreOffice Writer controls on the macro level, the page layout options. And this includes determining which elements should appear on each page. For instance, page numbers, headers, footers. Where are these things going to appear? How big are the margins? What is the orientation of the page? Is it landscape or portrait? So, you know, what size paper are you going to use? So page styles, they're going to let you control all of that, and including some of the more advanced techniques. Very often, for instance, the first page is going to look different from all the subsequent pages. So if you're putting in page numbers, most of the time people don't put a page number on the first page, but they'll put it on page two and then all subsequent pages. So that's a useful thing to know. One of the things I like to do in a corporate environment, very often the documents that you create are stored on network drives somewhere. And just where they're stored, I don't know how anyone else deals with this. Every place I've been, usually people have a variety of different network drives, and figuring out just where something was stored can just drive you nuts. If you go looking for a document, I know I saved it somewhere, but where the heck is it? On drive R? Is it on drive S? Well, you know, in a Windows environment, you're going to have everything as lettered drives. So what I do is, in the footer of the document, it's just a habit that I have, is I add a little item that gives the path for the document. So every time a document gets printed, I know exactly where it is. And so I can find it, or if I'm in a work group with three or four other people, and you know, one of them wants an electronic copy for some reason, they just look at the bottom of the page and they know exactly where to go. So that's some of the stuff you can do with page styles. How do we get going with it? Take a look. It's the fourth tab in the styles and formatting window. So when you go there, you will see page styles that do come predefined in LibreOffice Writer. And that's a good place to start. You know, every type of style, there are some default predefined ones. And what you can do when you start understanding them is take those as a starting point and then create your own, which you can then save and use over and over. That's good. So, what are some of the styles? First of all, you've got the default style. Right? This is just like the default template when you first install LibreOffice that says, well, you know, you haven't told me anything different, so all my pages are going to open this way. So this is the page style you get when you open a document, and every page will be in the default format if you never choose a different one. So you can accept the default style that LibreOffice gives you, or you can get in and modify it if that works better for you. And then at that point, every time you create a document, every page that you create is going to have that format unless you choose a different one. So what I would probably do, for instance, in my default template, I would go into the footer And I would put in that little bit of code that says, what's the path to the document, and make that part of my default template. Right? That way I don't have to think about manually adding it every time I create a document. It's just going to be there by default. Another type of page style, endnote and footnote. So these are two options for particular academic papers. And if you haven't figured it out, the heritage of LibreOffice is one that comes from an academic environment. StarOffice is the original. StarOffice was created in Germany, and it was created as something that you could give to students in schools. So it has that kind of a heritage. So EndNote and Footnote are in there. And any document where you need to provide additional information without breaking the flow of the main text, you can make use of this. Another pre-built style is envelope. This is a special page size. It's the size of the envelope, but this is going to allow you to print your envelopes directly from LibreOffice Writer and pull in stuff like the address and what have you. First page. This lets you specify one layout for the first page that's different from subsequent pages. For instance, the first page might contain a logo at the top. This is very often used for letters. And subsequent pages probably do not have a logo. Many documents, they will have page numbers, but they won't put page numbers on the first page. So the first page would not have that particular bit of code. There is a style for HTML. If you were using Writer to create web pages, you could use the HTML page style. Now, frankly, I would never use Writer to create web pages. That's not what the tool is really good at. You can do it. You're probably not going to be terribly happy with the results compared to much more sophisticated tools that we all have available to us. Another page style, index. In books commonly, or for very long documents, you might want to have some pages of index at the end. That's going to allow people to quickly look up references. You know, this particular topic appears at six different places in the document, and I can go there and check out what is said. Landscape. Okay, so this flips the orientation. Generally, for most people, the default is portrait. And that means that the vertical dimension is longer than the horizontal dimension. But if you want to flip it so that it's wider than it is tall, then you're going to landscape. And so you can use the landscape page style. Left page and right page. Now this is particularly useful for books, but it can be for any multi-page document where you want different features for odd and even pages. Let's say, for instance, you were going to bind the pages in some way. You'd want to allow a little extra margin where the binding is going to go. And this would allow you to do that. And then you could say, well, the page numbers for left-hand pages go on the left, and right-hand pages, it goes on the right, and stuff like that. So these are all options that you get out of the box, and they're pretty general. Now, when you get used to using page styles, you'll probably want to modify some of these and create others as needed. Now, you should note that some of these styles, although they are page styles, do not control the entire page. For example, footnotes are commonly placed on the bottom of the page and are usually in a different font size from the main text. LibreOffice Writer lets you write your text, create footnotes as needed, and it will handle the layout automatically using the settings you give it. You can control how much space the footnote area can have on each page, for instance, so that your page won't look like one line of text with the rest all footnotes. Now, Please understand, automatic settings can only do so much. If your footnotes are that extensive, maybe you should switch to endnotes so that your main text remains readable. Now, one thing that puzzles new users to LibreOffice that come from a different office suite, such as the one produced in Redmond, Washington, USA, is that if they look in the File menu and see Properties, they don't see any of the things they're used to finding, like setting margins or setting the page orientation. Because in LibreOffice, that's not where it is. This is a big difference. For instance, when we learned paragraph styles and character styles, we emphasized that you should use these. But if you insisted, you could actually apply formatting directly and bypass styles if you really wanted to. But with page styles, there is no such thing as direct formatting. You really have to work with the styles to get where you're going. If you start clicking through the menus looking for any other option, you might stumble across, in the format menu, something called page. And if you click that, you know what you get? The default page style properties. So, page style properties. Let's assume you have your styles and formatting window anchored to the left side of your screen. To take a look at what you can do with a page style, select the fourth button, Page Styles, then highlight the first entry, Default, right-click on it, and select Modify to open the Properties window. By now, this should feel very familiar since we have done the exact same thing with paragraph styles, character styles, and list styles. So, you're going to see a window, and at the top it's going to say Page Style Default, and then it's going to have a number of tabs. Well, the first one is the Organizer tab. Pretty familiar. Remember how with paragraph styles, one of the things you could do was give a name, but if it was a predefined style, you didn't have the option of changing it? Well, same thing here. If you're looking at a style that is already built into LibreOffice, you cannot change the name. But if you create one of your own, you can give it whatever name you want. Then it has a thing that says Next Style. Now that's just like what we saw with paragraph styles earlier. Remember how with a paragraph, it was when you hit the Enter key, what will the next thing be? And you could define that here. Here it's much the same thing. You can say, what will the next page style be? And when you get to working with left and right, this really pays off, and you can do something here. Or if you were doing a first page style, you could then say, well, after I get done with the first page, with page one, then I'll go to my default page style for everything after that. So, second tab, page. All right, well, this is the stuff that you might have been looking for if you were looking for page properties in the file menu. You're going to see what kind of paper is it. Is it letter size? What's the width? What's the height? Is it portrait or landscape? You've got a printer tray setting. You can set your margins, how the pages are laid out. That's all in the page. Now for format, you can select both American and European paper types, envelope types, etc. You know, you can make the directions precise. Now, I happen to be in the United States, so my format is a letter format, and it's 8.5 inches by 11 inches, and it's set up for portrait. That's pretty standard. You know, if you were in Europe, instead of letter, it would probably say A4 or something like that. You can set all four margins independently. Generally, unless you're doing something specific that requires it, you would probably be well advised to keep them consistent. So, you know, if you want 1 inch, then make it 1 inch all the way around. My default is actually, it says 0.79 inches, which is, you know, roughly 4/5 of an inch. Now, you can also, in page layout, you can have right and left. And this one, we get into using left and right pages. We're going to start seeing where the layout settings give you some interesting things. If you have right and left selected, that means every page will have the same margins no matter what the page. Mirrored, on the other hand, would be a good choice if you're going to bind the printed output. If you select mirrored, instead of left and right, the margins become renamed as inner margin and outer margin. So you can make the inner margin a bit larger, creating space for the binding while still having readable pages. The only left and only right are special cases where you can have different formatting. And we're going to take a look at an example. Here's something to think about. If you were doing some documentation for someone, say a software program, consider a document where on the left side you have screenshots and on the right side you have text that explains the screenshots. So left and right are very different kinds of things going on here. So you can independently format those. And then you want to be very careful about, in the organizer tab, organizing it to, you know, what is the next page style going to be. So if you're on a left page, the next style should be right. If you're on a right page, the next style should be left. Okay, background. Background tab lets you select a color, for instance, or use a graphic for your background. The border tab lets you apply a border to the text area, either all around or specifying which sides get a border. All right, now I would say background and borders are kind of specialized things. You wouldn't use them frequently, but you know, it's okay that you know that they're there. Header and footer tabs are pretty similar and are really just making sure that you have the header or footer area available to you. So you turn them on, determine, do I want them to be the same for left and right pages? This is where you can make an exception for the first page. You could, if you wish, draw a border around the header and footer, and so on. Columns. That's where you turn on columns for each page and decide whether you want one column, two, three. You know, how wide should each column be? You know, they don't have to be the same width. You could have the first column be narrow and the second one be wide. Whether you'd want to is another thing, but you can. Footnote. The footnote is for deciding if you want to have a footnote area on each page. Now, a footnote area is not the same as a footer, okay? A footer lives at the very bottom and is sort of outside the page margin. That's where page numbers would go. You would put your page numbers in a footer, generally. A footnote lives within the page margin and is generally separated from the main text in some way. So this tab lets you control how much of the page can be devoted to the footnote area. It could take up the entire page area, or you can limit the space it can take up. As I said before, if you have extensive and lengthy footnotes, you might want to consider using an endnote page instead. So I think we've done a pretty good job of taking a look at an overview of page styles and seeing how the page styles are handled. So with that, I'm going to close it off, as always, by reminding you to support free software, and bye-bye for now.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.